Good evening. Welcome to another exciting session, Training in the Word. We are so thankful for this school of ministry under the apostolic guidance of our apostle, Leroy Thompson Sr. So we are in chapter number 3 in the book, Catching the Waves of Revival by Apostle Jonathan David. Chapter 3, we have been talking about the characteristics of this end time revival. In chapter 4, well, actually, I think we're on the nature, The nature of the revival fire. And then in chapter number 4, we'll talk about catching the next big wave. We're going to do just a slight review of chapter number 3, and we'll pick up where we left off on our last session. Okay, let's begin. There are seven essential characteristics
related to fire,
that is related to fire,
which can be applied
to
the coming revival.
The writers say coming, but I'm learning how to take the future and bring it into the now. See, revival is here. Revival never ends. You listening?
Yes,
sir. All right, go ahead. Say it again.
There are
seven essential characteristics that are related to fire,
which can be applied
to the now or this present day revival that we're in.
Number one, a need for fire.
There's always in revival a need for what?
Fire.
Because fire is what? A purifier. You listening? Fire reduces the quantity. You listening? But it unlocks the quality through the process of purification. Go ahead.
Number two.
In a revival, there's always a need for what? Fire starter. No fire just pops up. Something is the cause of the fire. So we need to have a fire starter. And that fire starter, we will find out later in chapter number 18, is the revivalist. Go ahead.
And number three. Need for ignitable material.
There's also a need for what? Ignitable materials. A fire will stop burning if it runs out of what? Ignitable material. You listening? Thank God for oxygen. You know, we know oxygen keeps fire burning, right? But fire still got to have fuel. Something to burn up. Are you listening? Go ahead, daughter.
Number four. A need to spread.
There's a need for the fire to what? Spread. You don't check a fire. It's going to spread and burn up everything in its path. Go ahead.
Revival fire. Has the ability to spread. When a fire does not catch on. It will soon die out. For the revival to gain momentum.
It must spread sideways.
Our task
is to find other ignitable materials
to pass the fire on to. We must not become
self-indulgent
with the fire.
But we must desire the fire
to spread further than us.
That's important. You listening? The fire is not just for me and you. It's for us. You listening? It's for everybody we come in contact with. You listening? If we're hot coals, you listening? Then when a coal get hot, anything that touch it gets burned. Go ahead.
When the fire spreads to other lives,
churches
and cities,
it becomes uncontrollable,
and it will not be easy
for the enemy
and wicked men
to destroy it. to destroy it or to put it out or to stop its advancement.
Those on whom
the revival fire falls, they are responsible to maintain the fire
and increase its momentum
and spread it
as far as possible.
Now, that's not possible if you don't stay on fire. How about that?
That's right.
Go ahead.
We must seek God's face.
We must see and seek God's face
to find ways
to spread
and
to propagate the revival.
Number five.
A fire needs to be watched.
Revival fire
needs to be watched.
An unwatched fire.
Is an unmarked fire.
Leaders in the coming revival,
leaders that are in this present day revival,
need to see that the fire
is not misused
nor abused.
The church needs to be taught
on how to flow with the Spirit of God.
Because you see, Jesus said, John the Baptist, in referring to the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But there come one after me whose shoe latchet I'm not even worthy to unloose. Now notice what Jesus said. John the Baptist said, speaking concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, he that cometh after me is preferred before me because he was before me. And he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. We have been so preoccupied with just being filled with the Holy Ghost, we forgot about the fire. You listening?
Yes, sir.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
See, God is an all-consuming fire. And he wants to consume our lives individually so we can spread.
Yes.
Go ahead, daughter.
We need to watch the fire. So that it will not die down.
So that the fire will not die down.
But that the fire will spread widely.
We need to watch the fire.
To make sure.
That the fire is fulfilling God's eternal purposes.
And we must direct the fire. Until it hits the bullseye. Of the purpose of God.
In other words, every fire got a purpose. All of God's agendas is tied to a purpose. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Number six.
There is a need to ensure individual fire.
In revival.
The whole community is on fire.
Everybody is moving. In the same direction.
And everybody is drawn into the same flow
of God's anointing.
When the corporate anointing
is increasing in a meeting,
it is necessary
to make sure that everyone is responding properly
to the moving of the Spirit. See, we don't want to quench him. We must learn to flow with him. You listening? We don't want to be spectators. We must be participators. You listening?
Yes,
if we come here with oil, don't take much for oil to catch on fire. Go ahead.
Every believing heart
needs to be assured
of God's authentic manifestations.
There is absolutely no substitute
for apostolic teaching.
Every experience
can be clarified
in the scripture
to remove all doubt
yes. in all fear. Because you know, the enemy, when things start to happen outside of the ordinary, people always want to label it occultish or a demon behind it. But no demon can match God's power. No demon can withstand God's power, and no demon can control God's power. God is sovereign.
Amen.
Go ahead.
We must be sensitive to lead each individual
deeper into God
and into the
supernatural. You hear Apostle talking about these things over and over again. You listening? The supernatural. Preparing yourself, self, to function supernaturally. He said, if we don't function supernaturally in this day, you won't make it. It's that simple. He said, the day for ordinary church has been over. You listening? There's another realm. There's another dimension. There's another flow. It's the apostolic flow. It's the prophetic flow. It's to bring us out of this secular realm into a realm where we can't be stopped.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
When God releases
the physical manifestations of the Holy Spirit,
we need to lead them deeper into his purposes.
When each individual fire
is burning strong,
it adds to the intensity of the corporate anointing. Y'all know the scripture in Ephesians 4:16 that talks about every joint supply. You listening? Every joint can only supply when they catch on fire.
Hallelujah.
You ain't saw that coming. Go ahead. Neither did I. Go ahead.
Number seven.
There is a need to activate the fire.
A revival fire.
Needs materials
that act as a catalyst
that can activate the fire
until that fire becomes an engulfing flame.
We need catalysts. You listening?
Yes.
Cayenne pepper, red pepper, hot pepper is a catalyst. You listening?
Yes.
It helps your body, the flow of blood and circulation throughout the whole body, because it acts as a catalyst. You can put it in everything. You just don't want it in your cereal, but you know. Okay, go ahead.
The book of Acts
records the catalyst
as being men who were moved by the Spirit.
These men had the Spirit upon and the Spirit within. Jesus said in Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Samaria, and in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the what? Uttermost parts of the earth. Then in Acts 2, you know, on the day of Pentecost, they were all filled.
Yes.
So we have the Spirit upon and the Spirit within. To be filled means there's an overflow.
Hallelujah.
You listening?
Yes.
There's a bubbling up coming out of your innermost being, your spirit. Go ahead, daughter.
A yielded revivalist
causes the revival to explode. In 2024, we have a real revivalist. You listening? You know, money cometh as a revival all by itself. But you know, you might not want to participate because you're afraid of money. But money not evil. It keep your AC running. Keep gas in your car. Keep food on your table. You listening? Heat you up when it's cold. Cause you to dress good. Amen. So don't be cussing money.
That's right.
The scripture don't say money is evil. Say the love of money is the root of all evil. We in this school of ministry teach money cometh. Go ahead.
Revivalists are carriers of the revival fire. They are God's chosen instruments.
They are God's chosen instruments to help propagate the revival fire, to gain momentum.
They enlarge the flames
by their prophetic preaching
and ministries
of signs, wonders, and miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost.
Some ministries
can fan the flames of revival
into greater intensity.
God explodes on the scene
of humanity
through the lives of these revivalists.
Signs, wonders,
diverse miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost
are powerfully demonstrated.
In the revival fire
must gain momentum
in our lands,
and we have that responsibility
to lead these revival flames
into the field of the harvest of souls.
Chapter 4,
catching the next big wave.
I added that. Okay.
Of revival.
If the move of the Holy Spirit
comes in waves,
then we must move in proper position.
There are seven important aspects
a surfer considers
before he catches the wave to surf upon.
Number one,
a surfer must swim
into the deep sea
to catch the wave.
Notice that, into the deep sea.
Ain't no wave coming in no canal.
No wave is coming in a brook.
Waves are for the deep.
Remember when Jesus said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught?
You listening?
In revival, that's the only way to get a draw.
You got to go to the deep.
Go ahead.
We cannot catch the waves
while trying to swim in shallow waters.
We cannot catch the revival waves
by living safely.
Living
comfortably.
Living conveniently.
Don't want to get,
you know, that's why eagles
put thorns in the nest
when it's time for you to get out.
Yes, sir.
You know, we need to put some tacks in the chairs.
Go ahead.
We must press deeper
into the sea.
We must press, not God. We must press.
God responds to our pressing.
Paul said, I press towards.
You listening?
Yes,
I press
towards the high calling.
I press towards that prize.
Go ahead.
Number two.
A surfer must know
where the waves are going to break.
Prophetic insight
of where the Holy Spirit
is going to give us our breakthroughs
is important.
We must know the ways
and the workings
of the Holy Spirit.
Prophetic insight
and revelation
helps us to chart our courses.
Experiences with the Holy Spirit.
Not what somebody told you.
Experiences with the Holy Spirit
will help us in knowing
where the Spirit will break next.
You know why?
He, in St. John chapter 16,
it says he does not speak of himself,
but he will show us,
things to come.
He only speaks what he hears.
If he doesn't hear, he don't speak.
Go ahead.
We must stay with the Holy Spirit's
cycle
and watch his movements.
Number three.
A surfer must position himself A surfer must position himself
to catch that big wave.
To catch the what?
Big
wave.
Many can discern that the Holy Spirit is moving.
That the Holy Spirit is indeed moving.
But they do very little. To position themselves properly.
Watch this. To be a participant with the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
go ahead.
Spiritual continuance principle.
The spiritual continuance principle.
States that we need to know. And submit. If we're going to be in position.
To catch the new move. Y'all notice that? Remember, all revivals are based upon the principle of what? Continuance. Go ahead.
We need to be fully alert. When we are in position. We should keep ourselves in timing. With the waves. We need to know.
If we need to increase or decrease.
The speed of our surfing
to approach the coming wave.
We need to be spiritually alert. And keep in timing. With the momentum of the Spirit.
In another word, rhythm and harmony with the Spirit.
Yes,
go ahead.
Staying in time and in step.
With the Holy Spirit.
Will ensure our spiritual success.
Number four.
A surfer must swim towards. The direction of the coming wave. To swim towards the oncoming wave. Is to swim what?
Against the tide. Oh my goodness. See, you can't go against the tide without the movement of the Holy Ghost. Because most people going in the wrong direction. You listening? Narrow is the way. Broad is the gate that lead to destruction. But narrow is the pathway that leads to life. You listening? And most people want to go with the crowd. But don't follow the crowd. Go with the cloud. Go ahead.
It is physically strenuous. To swim against the tide.
That's why you got to keep in shape. I say that's why you have to keep in shape. Yes, bodily exercise profits little. Get the little it profits. Because in order to do ministry, you got to be in shape. Now, a lot of people won't hear that. To do ministry, you have to be in shape. You have to take care of these physical temples. Are you listening? Yeah, you have to do it. You listening? We don't need people dying prematurely, going to heaven. We are more needed here in the earth realm. So we have to do things. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I know you don't want to eat right and drink white, but that's a part of it. Amen. Go ahead.
It takes a lot of spiritual energy
to move towards the oncoming wave. The worst thing you could do is get tired and pass out when you're about to hit the wave. Go ahead.
We must keep focused
upon the bigger wave.
The distraction of the undercurrent.
Can pose a danger
to our timing
in catching the present wave. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
The undercurrent. You could feel it pulling on you. You listening?
Yes, sir.
But you got to have enough inner strength. You listening?
Yes, sir.
To keep flowing.
Yes.
To keep glowing and growing and going towards that next wave. Go ahead.
We must strive towards
the present wave
without settling under pressure
to the smaller wave. You know, some people just want small things, but God is big.
Yes,
the scriptures say, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we imagine. I like to say ask and even think. But it is according to the power which is at work in us, both to will and to do of all of God's good pleasure. That's Ephesians 3:20. God said, I'm able to do above, exceedingly, exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think. But the power is in you.
Amen.
What power? Holy Ghost power.
Amen.
Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Go ahead.
Number five. A surfer must know the difference. Between a small wave
and the big one that he's trying to catch.
We must resist the temptation.
Of catching the smaller wave. Oh, Jesus, God don't want you to stay small. You listening? When you want to stay small, that means you're satisfied and justified. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead.
Patience is required. To ride the biggest and best wave. We must make sure we are giving ourselves
to the project that God has called us to do.
God allows us to ride on the smaller waves of the Spirit
so that we will be skilled and trained enough
to catch the big wave.
Now, you see, if you listen to that carefully, you think you're trying to contradict something, but you got to ride the smaller one to prepare for the bigger one.
Yeah.
Are you listening? You can't go to the big one. You've never been trained. You listening?
Yes,
the scriptures in Hebrews 6:12 say, follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. You listening? You got to have experience with God. You listening? You can't build your spiritual muscles without having some resistance. Something to put your faith up against. You listening? What you mean? God will give you instructions that's contrary to your secular mind. That's spiritual exercise for following the Holy Ghost. Go ahead, daughter.
Number six.
A surfer must not hesitate
to move with the new wave
that breaks before him.
Many waves have passed by those
who may have been hesitant. Boy, hesitation can cause you to lose the race.
That's true.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
You watch the Olympics, get stuck in the blocks.
Yeah.
It's over. Go ahead.
We must obey. And implement that. Which is important to us. So that we can move with the wave.
Sounds like training to me. Apostolic training and teaching is important to the move of the Spirit. This school of ministry is not designed to teach you Bible book knowledge, but it is to teach and to train you how to flow in apostolic government and ministry. Understanding that in apostolic government and ministry, you listening? Every joint supplies, not only the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, the gifts that Jesus gave to his church and the gifts that God set in the church as it pleased him, according to Ephesians 4:11 through 16 and 1 Corinthians 12:27, 28, and 29. You need to read those, meditate upon those. But God wants the whole body functioning as one. We are a many-membered body, but every member is designed to function. And those members that seem to be least, or the least important, you listen? God say, I give those parts more comeliness. We only got our eyes on the big gifts. Thank you for your enthusiasm. But Solomon, the wise man Solomon says, not the big foxes that destroy the vine. It's the small ones. Why? Because the big fox is going to eat the grapes. The little bitty one's going for the root. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
And if you get the root, you destroy the fruit. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead.
The Lord does not do anything.
Without man.
Without man. God's sovereignty.
And man's responsibility.
Is always coupled. In the manifestation. Of signs, wonders, and miracles. More of Christ. Will manifest. After a continual yielding. Of God's people. To the workings of the Holy Spirit. We may earnestly desire.
To see the new wave of the Spirit.
But we may be offended.
We may be offended by the package in which it arrived. That is indicative of this generation. Are you listening? I'm talking about the entire body of Christ. See, the body is not black and white and Hispanic and Japanese and Chinese and Vietnamese. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
We don't get to pick and choose the revivalists. God is the one who raised them up and send them. And oftentimes we fulfill what Jesus said. I came unto my own and my own received me not. Are you listening? Oftentimes the people you are sent to are the ones who reject you.
Yes, sir.
But God sent you to another people. So don't stop. Just keep on trucking, baby. Yeah. Go ahead.
For any movement. To abide long on the earth. It must honor.
Its spiritual forefathers.
And mothers. This is the first commandment. With the promise of long life.
Number seven.
A surfer's goal. Is to stay as long as possible.
On the new wave.
And ride upon its what?
Crest. Now y'all see waves. Y'all see waves. Those surfers be up there on those big old 30-foot waves. Are you listening?
Yes,
you can't be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You listening?
Yes,
oh, but there's something else you need to know. You need to know how to temp it down when they about to crash. Oh, that's okay. Y'all will catch it. Go ahead.
While riding the crest. The new wave. The surfer scouts for another. Incoming wave.
Plans to repeat the cycle.
Never get comfortable.
Those who are apart
of the previous move
tend to retreat
as the next wave is advancing.
That's what happens in denominationalism, including non-denominational. Let's get that revelation. You can be prideful. Reverend, I'm not a denomination. Well, you're a non-denominationalist, right? Yes, that's what you say. But if non-denominationalists function with all other non-denominationalists, the only fellowship with non-denominationalists, that makes them a denomination of non-denominationalists. Okay, let's get rid of that pride. Thank you for your enthusiasm. You know, we've heard, I was born a Baptist, I'm a die a Baptist. You've heard that. Well, God is not Baptist. And he's not Catholic. And God is not even Pentecostal. Oh, Lord, some people dropped their cigarette just now. You listening? No, see, we have all these labels that we put on God. God is God.
Yes.
And he loves mankind.
Yes.
And he's sick and tired of staunch religion. Go ahead.
Retreating. Creates a clash.
That hinders the next incoming wave. Some people won't go no farther. So separate from them.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Be careful of those. Who do not want to go what?
Further. Be careful of them. They're going to try to pull you away. Girl, it don't take all that.
Yes, sir.
I don't know why you're following him.
Yeah,
He wants too much. He wants us in church too much. Wait, do you watch TV too much? Some of y'all spend more time in a day watching TV than you spend with God in a whole month. Go ahead. I better get off that subject. Some students might quit. Go ahead.
Opposition will come.
From the previous waves. That are retreating. You know, some people think they have a corner on the market when it comes to God. You listening? If you don't do it their way, hit the highway. But God, you listening? God's spirit is always moving. And God is not interested in staying in the same spot. That's why his word is full of revelation knowledge. You can read the same scripture for 50 years, and on the 50th year, in the first day, God got more revelation for you. Go ahead.
When the church advances, rather than retreat,
there will be a spiritual advancement
that cannot be stopped.
Well, students, we'll talk to you about our next class. Be sure and study your notes, because those little quizzes will some kind of way make it to the exam. Enjoy. Good evening.